From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, June 17th. I'm Abby Larico. There's been a quiet push to include Metro East residents in the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, also known as RECA.
This is the largest radioactive waste site in the state of Illinois, and no one knows it.
Coming up on The Gateway, we examine the radioactive contamination in the communities of Venice, Madison, and Granite City, and the residents' chances to get compensated under RECA. St. Louis officials will publicly discuss the future of the city's revenue outlook today. This comes after the Friday announcement that employees of St. Louis-based companies who worked remotely from their homes outside of the city during the coronavirus pandemic are now eligible for refunds on their earnings tax. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains how it will work.
The 1% tax is levied on the earnings of people who live or work in the city, and it makes up a third of its general revenue. People could apply for refunds for days they were traveling for business, but the law was silent on remote work. When those arrangements exploded at the beginning of 2020, city officials decided that remote work was not eligible for refunds. That prompted a lawsuit, and court sided against the city. To settle that suit, collector of revenue Gregory FX Daily agreed to reopen the refund window on July 1st for the 2020, 2021, and 2022 tax years. People will then have until September 30th to apply for refunds. Officials have set aside $26 million to cover the costs plus interest. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis judge has ruled that Missouri's abortion ban does not violate the state's constitutional separation of religion and government. Judge Jason Sennheiser of the 22nd Circuit sided with the state in a case filed on behalf of 14 faith leaders in Missouri. They claimed the near-total ban used religious language when stating life begins at conception. Sennheiser wrote that although some religions believe that life begins at conception, that language is not inherently religious and thus does not violate the Constitution. Missouri outlawed almost all abortions shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The plaintiffs said they are deciding whether to appeal the ruling. Health researchers in St. Louis have joined a high-profile national project that aims to create a diverse database for researchers studying disease and treatment. SSM Health and St. Louis University are recruiting people to take part in the National Institutes of Health's All of Us study. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, the study plans to recruit 1 million people to share their medical information.
The nationwide project collects data about where people live, their race, health history, and other statistics. Participants fill out a survey and may share their medical records or donate blood or other samples. The large-scale project is meant to collect data from a diverse group of people. In the U.S., participants in health surveys and clinical trials are usually white. SLU professor Kimberly Innard says the project aims to create a health information database that better represents the country's population.
Once you sort of get those markers and understand how they play out with some of the social determinants of health, you know, it really does lead to an ability to provide better treatment.
The researchers say the information is depersonalized before it's uploaded to the database. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting what's currently the largest capital construction program in state history. The capital budget pays for construction in a number of areas, roads, bridges, mass transit, ports, and more. The newly revised multi-year plan from IDOT looks to spend more than $41 billion through 2030. Pritzker says that means a lot of construction.
I can say to all of you, sorry about the orange cones you see if you're slowed down in traffic, but in another way, I'll say sorry, not sorry.
The plan is paid for largely through state borrowing that's repaid through motor fuel taxes, gambling revenues, and other sources. The federal government also chips in. It spends $5.3 billion on projects in the fiscal year that starts July 1st. While the work to get Missouri residents compensated for radiation exposure has gotten a lot of attention, an effort to help victims in Illinois, in Venice, Madison, and Granite City, has gone largely unnoticed. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports.
In the push to get compensation in these Metro East communities, there's two men who've made it their life's work. First is Larry Bergen, whose former attorney described his arms as looking like they've had dried concrete spread across them. He pulls a picture out of a binder.
This is what I looked like when the company got rid of me. I was covered with radiation burns.
Bergen and a handful of other former employees of a Venice factory gather in Granite City every couple of months. Here, they receive some basic medical care and talk through options to seek government funding. These men and women worked at a site once owned by the Dow Chemical Company in the mid-50s and 60s. Just like in Missouri, Dow contracted with Mallinckrodt Chemical Works to process uranium for the Atomic Energy Commission. Many here in Granite City didn't work in the factory when Dow owned it, like Bergen, but the radiation stuck around.
This is the largest radioactive waste site in the state of Illinois, and no one knows it.
Some of Bergen's fellow employees are eligible to receive funding through a program similar to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA. But there's a caveat. That program is just for workers. So far, it's paid out more than $31 million for 170 workers at the site in Venice. At another facility just north in Granite City, more than $33 million has been doled out. But what about the residents? An informal survey done by community members found nearly 370 cases of cancer in the blocks around the factory in Venice and nearby Madison. Another man who's made compensation his life's work is Calvin Ratliff. He not only worked at the factory, but he grew up right next to it, separated by a couple hundred feet and a fence. Ratliff says the cancer cases in the community are similar to the cases in former workers.
Well, these certain cancers were identical to a lot of the cancers that the people in the community have. Now, why would a fence make a difference?
No government agency appears to have documented the cancer rates in the area. Bergen and Ratliff believe that number would likely be higher if there was ever an official tally done. U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski, the Democrat whose district includes the area, said she'd like to expand RECA to include one zip code that spans parts of Venice, Madison, and Granite City.
You know, the history of these communities and how that history still impacts their present day and their futures, we need to make sure that they're properly compensated so they can get back up on their feet.
If passed with an Illinois zip code, these Metro East residents could get a one-time $50,000 payment. Ratliff actually had cancer back in 2017, but his tests didn't meet the threshold under the workers program. While he's on the mend now, he says it's frustrating. And like Ratliff, Bergen hasn't qualified either. He's never gotten cancer.
For some reason, I've been blessed because perhaps helping everybody else has been my reward not to develop a cancer. I like to think that. But at the same time, I'm realistic. It's only a matter of time because of where I worked and how long and what it was supposed to.
Congress missed its deadline to pass an expansion of RECA as a standalone bill. But Budzinski and the Missouri delegation are hopeful they can add an amendment to the annual defense spending bill that is currently up for debate. In the meantime, Bergen and Ratliff say they will keep advocating. The longtime mayor of Venice, Tyrone Eccles, says the federal government has an opportunity to build trust by expanding RECA to these communities.
It's amazing thing about governmental entities and some of the things that they did in times of war. And some of it may be understandable, I guess. Your back's against the wall, you do what you got to do and suffer with the effects afterwards. But they should be aware that they're responsible. Step up to the plate. And do the right thing, yeah.
For now, they've put the ball in Congress's court. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
As part of our partnership with the Belleville News Democrat, Kelly Smits contributed to that report. It was edited by our Fred Ehrlich. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.